Running the check for file and method changes.py script will identify any of your overrides that are impacted by the new methods and need to be replaced. However, it will not make these changes for you. The changes it identifies relate to two major items: the renaming of legacy-basegenerator.py to nws-basegenerator.py, and the renaming of various methods called to build product parts. The output for check for file and method changes.py is shown here. You can see that it identifies a site override of legacy-basegenerator.py exists and alerts the focal point for the need to change it. You can also see that this same script alerted the focal point to various methods that appear in site-level overrides that need updating. With this information, it is up to the focal point to make the required changes. That is, update all existing overrides from your site and your backup site to reflect the new method names. You will need to maintain your own version of your backup site's files until they update to 22.1 and backup services eventually pushes the files to you. If the check for file and method changes.py script notifies you of existing legacy-basegenerator.py overrides, you should run a script called move-lbg to migrate these overrides to nws-basegenerator.py. This script will be available as part of the 22.1 install. The HydroHasMP beta test information doc will guide you through this process. For a detailed list of method names that are changed and files in which they exist, you can reference the Hazard Services version 2 release notes. However, Phase 3, CAP, as described in this document, is not part of the 22.1 beta test.